From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A suicide car bomber in Iraq has killed at least five people and wounded more than 30 outside the Ministry of Interior in Baghdad. Today's bombing raises fears that al-Qaeda may be trying to reinvigorate itself in Iraq now that U.S. troops have withdrawn. Suicide bombs have been a signature tactic of al-Qaeda. Last week's bombings that killed more than 70 people also included a suicide car bomb. Widespread international condemnation follows a series of deadly bomb attacks in Nigeria, killing more than 30 people, including church worshippers, on Christmas Day. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports the White House describes the explosions as senseless violence and a tragic loss of life.
Nigeria's radical Islamist Boko Haram sect has claimed responsibility for the bomb blasts. The anti-government and anti-Western militants have stepped up their deadly campaign of violence, which initially targeted official buildings and the security forces. In recent weeks and months, civilians have increasingly become the victims of a wave of more sophisticated attacks blamed on Boko Haram, including the bombing of the UN's headquarters in the capital Abuja. The rebels want Islamic law imposed in the north of the country. Washington has offered its assistance to the authorities in Nigeria, who are battling to subdue Boko Haram. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Fire officials in Stamford, Connecticut, say it may be a few days before they know what caused a house fire in a well-to-do neighborhood that killed five people on Christmas morning. Connie Begatis is a neighbor. She says as emergency vehicles kept arriving, she didn't want to believe the situation was as severe as it was.
You hope for the best, but after about half an hour of emergency vehicles coming, I knew something was wrong.
Three daughters and the parents of advertising executive Madonna Badger died in the fire. Badger's husband was away. She and a contractor working on the house escaped. A court in China has sentenced a veteran activist to 10 years in prison for subversion. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing, it's the second harsh subversion sentence in less than a week.
The court in Guiyang took 2.5 hours to reach its sentence of inciting subversion of state power. It didn't let the defendant, Chen Xi, give his final statement. He was convicted over 36 essays he'd published on overseas websites. Chen has been jailed twice previously for a total of 13 years, including 3 years for his support of the 1989 pro-democracy protests. This sentence comes just 3 days after another veteran dissident, Chen Wei, received 9 years on subversion charges. One human rights group said the Chinese authorities seem to have calculated they'd evade international scrutiny due to the Christmas holiday and the fact that these activists are lesser known overseas. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR News. Dutch researchers have found abnormalities in the arteries of five-year-olds whose mothers smoked during pregnancy. NPR's Richard Knox says it's the first study to show such a lasting effect.
Scientists knew that newborns of women who smoke during pregnancy have thickening of the neck arteries that carry blood to the brain, but they didn't know if this abnormality persisted. The new study examined the arteries of 264 five-year-olds. Children whose mothers smoked throughout pregnancy had thickened arteries. That's a sign they're at risk for later cardiovascular disease. Study authors conclude that tobacco smoke damages the developing arteries of fetuses in a lasting way. An accompanying editorial in Pediatrics says this is one more piece of evidence that smoking cessation is important for those with young children or those planning to have children. But a separate study in the journal says when doctors urge parents to quit smoking, few of them do. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Police in Grapevine, Texas are investigating the deaths of seven people, apparently from gunshot wounds in an apartment. Sergeant Robert Aberling says officers went to the apartment in a sparsely populated complex after a 911 call came in, but operators heard no one speaking.
We were unable to get anybody to come to the door. We forced our way inside the apartment and discovered seven victims.
Aberling says it's too early to say whether the incident was a combination murder-suicide because two weapons were found in the apartment. Britain's Prince Philip, the 90-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth, remains in a hospital after a coronary artery procedure, and he's reported to be doing well. Doctors installed a stent in a blocked artery after the prince complained of chest pains on Friday. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.